Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
I'll deliver it unto you.
But the sword may not. I have a destiny. That sword might be part of your destiny. Well, could be a sword you hand down for your family or whatever. We'll see.
It certainly may provide us the destiny of living.
Yeah, living. Ooh, I want for that. Living.
Yes,
at this point, because if one doesn't live, one does not have destiny.
So currently I am borrowing Talon from Galen the Gallant so that I may use a shield. Since I have embraced my role as meat shield, I died
and you have Tilda
five
on your back.
Times in that last
Matilda.
Encounter.
Excuse me.
And yeah. Matilda will reside in a place of honor on my back.
And should you drop the sword or something, you have your backpacks.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's a little gory right now. But
and
knows.
I'm trussing up the goblin and I'm looting the room.
So you've now embraced your fighter sword and board style.
We're not actually recording though, right?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And
we?
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th
unaware.
Edition. All right, so you guys have taken a long rest in the bugbear room, which has horrible accommodations, including fleas.
Oh, I hate fleas.
I shall definitely need a facial and a pedicure after this.
And while you're in this room, this barracks room contains four roughly built wooden bunks with heaped up blankets and dirty dishes scattered about. A strong smell of unwashed bodies and rotten meat fills the air.
Oh, these bugbears. And we have a goblin.
I trussed him up and gagged him while
we
take a nice
rest. You have a goblin
rest.
Who is gagged and just looking at you all teary-eyed. He's got bruises on his face. He's been very, very, very poorly treated. And also,
little goblin.
Hey, we're not kicking him like the bugbears were.
We just don't want him to lure.
And I'm going to ask him, do you speak common?
I'll
translate.
Okay, if I take your gag off, are you going to start screaming?
He shakes his head yes.
He doesn't know
wrong
what to
answer.
He doesn't speak English.
I don't
so,
speak human.
Just to recap before we get into the godless interrogation, managed to find a belt pouch with 33 silver pieces in it. And off the last bugbear that was dropped, he had an eye patch made of black leather set with semi-precious stones. They could probably be sold for about 50.
I'm guessing it
or you could just wear
it might
cool.
be magic, but I don't have
50 gold pieces.
Well, and he actually had a matching cod piece, too.
And
wouldn't that be funny? Next thing you know what you're giving Noxie and...
Someone's getting horned.
Does it seem like it's magic? Since
it does not seem like it's
so.
Magic.
50 gold pieces.
But one thing of interest is he did have an iron key. Around
key.
His neck.
Oh,
I'm taking
always
the key.
A good thing.
So who's going to hold on to said key?
I will hold on to the key.
Okay.
Do I feel like I should prepare?
I'm the best with
detect
locks.
Magic for that key.
No, it's just a key.
We just need to keep
a
an
key
eye
is
out
just
where
a key.
Go to.
I'm good with locks, so I'll hold on to the key.
Okay. So you guys have taken your long rest, rejuvenated your hit points and hit dice, rejuvenated your spells and prayers.
So maybe you should talk to the goblin there, Salton.
Yeah. So he's not asleep?
This is hours after. This is after you've taken your long rest. So this is like 8 hours later.
I'm going to speak in goblin. Okay. I'm going to take the gag off you. If you scream, we will kill you.
Okay, he kind of nods.
See, he can speak for a goblin.
I'm going to take the gag off.
Okay. He kind of looks like he's afraid to speak because he doesn't want to hit again.
We didn't hit him.
Yeah.
But he
didn't say you guys have been hit him.
What do you know of the cavern?
I am Droop. I am brought by bugbears to kick around to make them feel important.
Did he know Splunkin?
I think
needs a friend.
But you're gonna have a little cohort of
goblins.
Goblins.
My goblin entourage.
Yeah.
I was brought here from Cragmaw Castle.
Yay!
Where is Cragmaw Castle?
I don't know. Bugbears knew the route to Cragmaw Castle.
Where is Cragmaw Castle?
You can roll intimidation.
If he thinks he can find the way back.
You may want to roll perception to see if he's lying.
Oh, yeah,
you know, why intimidate if he's telling you the truth, you know?
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20. You believe he does not know. He seems very simple.
But
he
lived there.
He lived there, but then he was taken to somewhere else. Do you know the route to your home if you were taken away from the first time? See, that's the thing, is he doesn't know the way.
He doesn't know the way, so he's useless.
That's right.
Into the cavern he goes.
I've become a little fond of him already. He's so charming.
Droop.
I am Droop.
Tell me of Cragmaw Castle.
It is a castle where the goblins have made temple to our god. Our leader...
You did not make that temple.
We...
They've made it to his god.
Many goblins live there. Goblins patrol around human town. Maybe they know where Cragmaw Castle is.
Where's the patrol?
They patrol many times around. The humans call it Fandoron.
Vandalin.
So the patrol comes from Fandalin?
The Cragmaw Castle.
They
patrol around Fandalin.
So somebody in the town knows where it is.
Is this Fandalin?
Yeah.
Is this
I betcha.
We've Last been in Fandalin.
Okay.
That's where we're staying.
We are here to...
Is there an outpost of these patrolling...
Yeah,
robbers?
The caves.
There are caves far to the way, but normally they come from Cragmaw and patrol, then go back to Cragmaw.
I'm gonna... Okay, so there's no outpost.
No.
Damn it. Does he know...
Pretty much Cragmaw is the outpost.
Do you know a general area they frequent?
Droop has never been on patrols before.
Oh, so he's completely useless.
Ask him if he knows anything about Glassstaff.
Do you know anything about Glassstaff?
Human wizard, very powerful. Like you made me go to sleep.
I'm going to turn to the group. He's useless to me. Any other questions?
And where's Glassstaff?
He kind of thinks...
Cragmaw Castle in the north!
He points up.
Oh, cool.
Okay, Glassstaff, well, that's better, yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Where is Glassstaff?
He's somewhere in here. He's leader of Red Bands.
Could you lead us through these, this cave?
I can if you protect Droop.
A new pet.
Ask him if he knows Splug.
They must all
know
each other.
No, see, Splug never went to the Cragmaw Castle.
Well, but maybe
it's
they
a species.
Yeah, that's a species.
The goblins know each other. They're all hatched in the same room.
Well, he's a Cragmaw too.
Yeah, no, he is a Cragmaw Castle. He was at the Cragmaw Caverns.
Oh, but still he's a
Cragmaw. So, I'll relay. Droop. You guys don't
droopy
know that.
Ears.
Something goblin. I can call him whatever I want, and you'll think that's his name.
I shall endeavor to learn goblin, so that I may speak with my new
You seem
pets.
To be acquiring
goblin. Indeed.
Droop, or whatever, believes that he can lead us through this cave if we protect him.
Would you be ever so kind as to ask him if there are more of those dastardly bugbears about?
Do you know any more of those bugbears here?
No.
And he looks over at one of the corpses you dragged in the room and kind of kicks it.
These three were sent by the spider to deliver messages to the Red Brands and make sure they worked like they were supposed to.
I'll relay the information.
What messages?
He gives you a look like, I don't know.
Who's the spider? Who is the spider again?
Wasn't the black spider? What was the name of
the thing that has taken Cragmaw Castle?
The black spider was the one that, remember, your friend has told you about the mysterious persona on Grotta
dun, dun,
that is pulling strings, or shall we say webs, in this area?
Yes.
The one that commissioned your dwarf friend to being kidnapped by the goblins.
I see what you did there. See that?
Webs.
Shall we let him guide us?
I don't know. Do you think we can trust him?
Do we need him to guide us? I mean, you've actually been here before. Unless he knows where.
But it's changed forever.
That's true. As long as he doesn't. He's going to run away, though.
And if he calls attention to us.
How can we trust him? If you run away, I will make sure your fate is much worse than the bugbears.
Or alert them to our presence.
Otherwise, or we'll keep you alive. We have no problem.
We already have a goblin. Oh.
Well, no. Remember, you gotta do it before you roll. So you try to bark some stuff in Goblin. The group's looking at you like, what is with your tone? And he just kind of looks at you and he's like,
see the dead bugbear? They used to kick me more than you can.
I'm going to go to Droop, if it's all right, and pat him on the head.
He kind of so cute with that.
And I will say very loudly and clearly, as if very clearly and with a slightly raised tone, to one who is clearly soft in the head, but if you speak slowly, might learn English.
Wait, that's the way she speaks to me.
That's how I speak to everyone.
Everyone that's not a person.
Brain is almost a person. He's very person-like. Droop.
He kind of looks at you with big eyes.
Can you understand me?
You speak common, yes.
Oh, excellent. Droop, do you know Splug?
He gives you this look like...
Yes, it's very good to eat.
Oh. I see. Well, Splug is my retainer. He, too, is a goblin like yourself.
He looks kind of confused.
He serves.
He works for me.
You pay Splug?
Well, I leave him alive and I feed him.
And clothe him.
And I gave him some pretty clothes. I think he looks quite fine in the purple velvet, really. You would look delightful. Perhaps not an aubergine, but perhaps a nice, I don't know, wine might be good for you. What do you think?
I like wine.
Yes, wine velvet. So you see, Droop, if you do not, in fact, betray us in any way, then I shall protect you and you may be my servant. And I will teach you many things, such as the value of service. And I shall clothe you and feed you. And most important, I will not give you to the salted elf, who will actually
skin
you alive.
She won't kick you either.
And when you say salted elf, he looks at the elf and goes...
Elf salty?
He is salty, and he will skin you alive slowly, and then keep you alive while he does it, so you can watch your skin dance around on its own leg.
Oh my!
And he kind of creeps towards you protectively.
And I sold my soul to the company store.
Droop, she won't beat you.
He kind of gets all big eyed and...
So what do you say, Droop, if I put you on a leash? Will you be quite quiet as you lead us through these caverns?
Droop will be quiet.
Otherwise, I shall give you to the elf, and we know what happens then.
Filthy elves. Yeah.
We can't trust them.
Let's go kill some red brands.
And he kind of just like nonchalantly is kind of like patting you.
And Droop.
Nice, pretty lady.
We're going after Glassstaff.
No, wizard's horrible. She told me of that wizard and what he does. Glassstaff is greatly powerful.
We're going to take him down.
So we have two golems now.
That's what
they're doing. Okay. I just realized
Goblins.
Name. You need to rename them. You need to rename one golem and then the one. The
Frodo?
Other one. No, not Frodo.
Smeagol,
yeah. And Smeagol needs to be the nice one, and Gollum needs to be the mean one.
And your wizard menagerie.
You need to dress them the same, so
let's
it looks
just go.
So you guys are gonna head out.
Okay, I leash to Droop.
Okay, shall we take care of these guys that are gambling right over here? They may actually be sleeping after all this time. I'm gonna go take a peek through the.
You gonna take a peek?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a peek.
It's a good 50-50 chance.
We rested.
Red dice are sleeping. Wow.
Ooh, you're sleeping.
Okay. You what was your stealth?
Oh, my stealth was 12. Hold it.
They want us to really apprehend them without killing them.
19, actually.
So, 19? In this way, okay. We can go
Let's
in.
Time up.
Yeah, time up. Or,
but you could slip there first.
Hold it. It's like, I gotta open the door for you people.
Okay, so.
Did that stealth count for that?
Yep, the stealth counted for you sneaking up and peeping, and then, laying against the walls.
Some of them might even be slightly intoxicated.
Well, they're sleeping her off at this point. Mm-hmm. All those extra barrels brought from the sleeping giant. Okay.
Sleeping
giant.
Let's bust
in and...
No, quietly go in. And
okay, so...
Cat like tread upon
So what's the order that you guys are going to try to sneak in?
No sound at all. Well, we never speak a word. A fly's foot forward, we distinctly heard Tarantula.
Who has a bonus to stealth?
I do. Plus 7.
Okay, the two of you.
So the wizard and the rogue?
Plus 3.
Well, you three are the sneaky ones.
Okay. How are you guys prepared in case all hell breaks loose?
Salted elf in the back.
Yeah, salted elf in the back.
Well, I thought, are you going to sneak in with her? Or
I don't know.
Do you want me to just do it?
You going
to
go in there alone?
I'll back her up.
I'm still daring!
Okay, so is this good for the rest of you guys for your order?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I am willing to put my life on the line for my friends.
And this time, hand over the inspiration.
Hand over the inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you stealthing into the room?
I'm stealthing in.
Okay, and you're rolling with advantage, Sultan?
And I'm going to trust them up.
16.
Okay. And what's yours?
Mine is a 20, now natural.
Okay, so you guys are sneaking on in. Where are you guys going to go? These guys or these guys?
Those guys.
So you're splitting up?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and say, since you were the first one in the room, what are you
going
to do?
I'm going to...
If you just wake them up with a knife to their throat and just say, we're tying you up.
No.
But there's 4 of them and 2 of them.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to kill these two.
You're going to kill one. Okay. So go ahead and roll your strike.
Quietly.
Okay. So I want a strike and a stealth roll. Even though it's like
she's a coup d'etat. Too.
Just roll a stealth. Just roll a
then
stealth to do it
to
quietly.
Revenge,
A 11.
So wait, can this be an execution?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. She's rolling her stealth to do
she
it.
She still has to do it.
Then can I...
So what are you going to do?
I want to set one start too.
Okay, give me a stealth
roll. We never said we'd save them all. All
right.
We only need to keep one of them alive.
14.
Okay,
no,
so...
we should try and keep one of them
What weapon
alive.
Are you using to kill your guy?
My dagger.
Okay, so which one of these two do you slit their throats? That one? Blah! You slit his throat nice and quiet.
No, he doesn't go there. He goes...
No, he's just asleep. All you hear is...
And which one of these two do you slice?
This one.
And she whispers, this one. Like, whispering's going to make it. Like, they're going to...
Unfortunately...
I'm role-playing, okay?
Unfortunately, Nimble Nick's stealth roll was not good enough to beat their passive... perception.
So 2 of them are
crap.
So, roll initiative.
You,
Mikey.
You better let us fall out.
Ooh!
16.
I got a 22.
14.
Oh, 16.
Oh, are we doing it too? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, back to my normal.
It's a sad day when the wizard is more stealthy than the rogue.
15.
2.
Well, to be fair, they're a lot bigger than I am.
And yes, my red brands will be on a disadvantage for the first round because they're groggy. And Xander, what did you get?
I got a 16.
Dark magic.
A 16? Okay.
I need
so dark unfortunately, magic. As you slit your guy's throat, he sends out some noise that awakes the other two. There you go.
Ours is stylish through Diana.
Yeah.
We did a good job.
Okay. So, first we have Nimble Nick here. You and your freaking initiative. You are first.
Okay. I'm going to shoot. Stabby, stabby, cut, cut.
Well, no, you got your dagger. You'd have to change weapons.
No, I didn't have my dagger. I have my short sword.
Okay. We'll
He's
say
tall!
Short sword. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to attack and then hide.
Okay.
It's dark.
Attack him from under the table. Yeah!
Yeah.
So, no ankle will be spared.
19!
Oh my God, that
that's
would
without
hit.
My
my bonuses.
Okay, roll for damage.
Okay, so it's only a 1d6 since I don't have a... Crap. Four.
Okay.
Four is better than nothing.
Okay, and...
Zen, and then I'm going to hide.
You're gonna, okay, roll your stealth. So basically you're hiding under the table.
Okay, I got a non-natural 20.
Shh, you're invisible.
So they just woke up.
Ninja vanish.
Can I try to hide because they just woke up?
Unfortunately, you're out in the open.
So you should just set it on fire. Yeah.
No. So next in the initiative is
me.
Carrie, actually.
Wait.
Oh, actually, no, you.
I have
you.
60?
Yep, it's you.
I'm going to use magic missile on that guy.
On that guy? The guy you're right next to?
Yeah.
You can move.
Now,
too. Move
you're going to be rolling at disadvantage since you're casting right next to somebody.
Can I move then?
You can move, yeah. Well, you want to move back one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's backing up
more. Okay. And he's not getting attack of opportunity because he's all...
A natural 20!
Natural 20!
Oh, okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
With an extra die?
Yeah. With an extra damage die.
I need another
d4. I think we can...
Yeah,
we can totally...
I think we can get you that thing here.
No, I know. It's the blue one.
So,
see?
4, 3, 6, 10, 11, 12.
Ouch. Okay, you blast that guy with the magic missile.
Woot, woot.
Okay, so next we have Galen the Gallant.
Galen the Gallant.
Oh, come on, let's have fun messing that up.
I think she actually has line of sight almost.
No. I run into the room.
What's your speed?
30.
You see two with slit throats.
Do you see two corpses bled out on the floor?
You don't see me.
you don't see
what's
Nibble Nick in the room.
She says that.
You should be
somewhere. My eyes are closed, so you can't see me. You know, there's a disembodied voice saying, "You can't see me."
You see me pointing at one that looks like it just got shot.
Just got pelted with magic missiles.
And this guy's not feeling too well. He's bleeding.
He's got a cut on the leg.
Oh, he's got a cut on. Okay, no. So we can interrogate this one.
Yeah. Oh, what are you gonna do?
So he's
we're
dead.
Going to...
No. He's still laying down.
Which one's
still alive?
Both are still alive. Oh, okay.
Everything you see on the map are alive. The corpses we removed.
I'm going to go up to the one Nimble Nick has.
You're gonna go. Well,
you're gonna go to the first one she sees.
Shouldn't
the
one where
I guess that's as far.
That's
as
far
go.
As you can run.
Shouldn't
yeah.
you go with the more damaged one though?
Well, she doesn't know that.
She
wasn't in the room at
the
time.
Well, frankly, then I'm gonna hold action because I don't want to kill them.
Well,
I thought we'd keep some of them alive.
Then what action are you gonna hold action for? It's gotta be a specific chain of events of if this happens, I do this.
We can keep one of them alive.
No, I go in and say keep at least one alive.
Okay. Next is going to be...
If not both.
Okay. Right. I'll move up behind her because I can't... Can I get past? No, I can just get up to her.
Yeah, you can get
20,
past.
25? Yeah. So put me to the left of her. Or right of her. Right.
Do your flame thing on this one that's almost dead.
Do
it. Yeah.
Go
magic.
Oh, no. He just rolls a dex roll.
Dex roll?
Yeah.
If he's
dex
prone,
versus
he's
13. He is prone.
So it's a disadvantage.
Yep.
But he was at a disadvantage anyway because of the problem.
Yeah.
But we don't have to kill them.
So how much damage will
yes,
he take?
He will take a d8 of radiant damage.
Go magic users!
3 points of damage.
Yeah, except
3 points of damage.
You have to be squishy claw.
Which does not kill him, but he's horribly burned. He's not looking good at all. Okay. And it is their turn now.
What are they going to do, bleed?
Would have been cool if we had a warrior run in and help us.
She's on her way.
I'm in the back.
I am a warrior, but that's...
He's going to stand up, and since he can't see the halfling, he's going to go after the elf.
I hate you. You always lead to the worst situation.
He is a disadvantage.
Because you obviously can't. You woke all of them up.
To come with me.
Crap.
Oh, shit!
You're lucky he had disadvantage, or that could have been a 20.
That's
it's
a
hit, but yeah.
Okay, it's still going to hit for 5 points piercing damage.
Hold it. He stood up right next to me. I'm under the table.
Yeah, standing
attack
up
of opportunity?
Standing up does not give attack of opportunity anymore. And he's taking his second attack since he has multi-attack.
What?
Oh,
he's got action surge. I so want to kill it.
That's a
watch.
Woo, yes. That's a one.
Okay, he then swings again and throws his sword across the room.
He's surrendering! It's a good idea!
I'm like, I'm double checking. Please tell me
no,
that's the one.
Oh,
no.
No?
That was double.
Okay,
that
then no. That's the 20?
Yeah, why did you check?
Because the one's right there.
Okay.
Okay, actually, he does hit you for another 5 points.
I want to throw you out of the castle. You are the worst.
Hey, you didn't have to come with me.
Oh, so you wanted to fight 3 of them alone?
I was going to.
Four of them.
Four of them alone.
Okay.
She's going to kill them then.
Well, so it is now Lady Jocelyn's turn.
Run.
Lady Corlin.
Lady Corlin's turn.
Run. Run into the room.
I shall, yes. Run into the room, dragging Droop behind me on his new silk leash.
30's your speed.
Very good.
That'll get you
that
far.
And fling Droop at them.
Well, then I will...
Unhand
I can't really reach anyone, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I will say in a firm voice, vile fiends, unhand my friends... And come forth to face me in honorable combat.
Woohoo! I like that!
That was good.
Get you the Benny,
even
man.
Though he's horrible on it.
Thank you. It's my first one. That's good.
Alrighty, so we're back to the top of the order. Nimble Neck hiding under the table.
I am taking a pot shot from behind on this guy.
Okay.
Well, which means I get advantage.
You also have an ally within 5 feet,
yes,
so you have sneak attack.
But that means I get an advantage because...
You're from a hiding spot.
I'm
yes.
from hiding, and so I get advantage.
Uh-huh.
And I got a 16.
16, that will hit.
Okay, that means I get to roll 2d6 damage. Ooh, 7. Okay, 10 points of damage.
Damn. Vicious little thing.
Yes.
Okay, you go out
and I hide.
And Sultan,
hold on, I'm hiding again.
Roll your stealth.
Yes.
Oh, you are
Ninja
one with
man.
The table.
No
you
one
notice
sees me.
A short sword dart out from under the table and just slice the inner thigh of this guy, and just blood just seeps down one leg.
I hit a femoral artery because that was 10 points of damage. If he doesn't get help soon,
I need my steel scissors back.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I cut boxes, and it's very difficult without them.
Alrighty, so it is now Sultan's turn.
I can move here without getting an attack of opportunity.
You can.
Okay.
But remember, if you cast, you will be at disadvantage.
Well, just get out
just
of the
get
way.
But at
the
least
way.
You've got your back to only...
Because since they attacked you, I'm going to have
no,
to
I'm not
going to
get out of the way because you say I will and then I get killed.
No, but
well,
I mean,
see,
if you
since
get
he
here,
attacked
you won't have them surrounding you. They won't flank you.
And since he attacked you, I'm going to kill him.
Okay.
And now I'm good because you do, I'm going to use Burning Hands.
Not if he used...
Oh, you do know that you got one person in range of that, right?
I don't think so.
What's the range on Burning Hands?
30. Was
can he cut?
10, 15, 20. Oh, yeah, no, it is.
Why can't he? Can't it
yeah,
like
that's
this?
What I'm yeah. planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
It's a cone.
He can sweep the cone wherever he wants.
But it's a cone attack, though, which basically means it would come this way.
Yeah, if he points it that way, if he points it this way.
Oh, okay, yeah, if he angles it. Okay.
Was what I was trying to do.
Do we need to get out one of the little
I'm pretty sure you can just do those two people.
So I'm at disadvantage?
Yeah, you're disadvantaged because you're right next to the guy.
14. Or no, 1.
Oh, yeah.
1?
Why is it 1?
Because it's disadvantage. It's the lower of the two dice.
Oh.
Okay.
But your hands look very pretty.
He bought.
I hope I hit her.
roll your damage.
If you hit me again.
No,
Sakura.
He's aiming for me.
To the toast.
1.
So far, 3.
6.
6. 6. 6 damage. Wow. Since he's adamant about this,
he wants
I will say yes. Now, what's the range on the cone for that? 30?
That's what I was.
So probably me.
Okay, so basically you're about to...
Wait a second. Can I...
You're going to toast the entire party!
Oh, I've got the
no, book. If it's a cone, because I... Can I look?
Okay, I'll give it to you, but I just want to look real quick.
If it's a cone, then doesn't they just make a deck save?
Yeah, but it's a 15-foot cone, by the way.
Okay.
But you get a dex save.
Don't they make a dex save?
Yeah, it's each creature within a 15-foot cone makes a dex save.
I don't make an arcane roll.
Nope, you're good.
Okay, so that never happened.
It did happen.
No, because that one didn't happen.
She doesn't have to make a dex roll. So let's rewind.
These three.
Okay.
I don't have to. She never rolled the one.
We're retconning. He didn't need to roll the strike roll. He was rolling.
Okay.
These two just need to make a dex roll.
It's like my sacred flame. He just makes a dex roll.
Against what? What's your DC? Should be on your character sheet.
Risa's spell is 13.
13?
Okay, that was close.
First one makes
it. Of course he makes it. And of course he makes it. You're not using the bad dice!
So what's the damage? It's still half damage,
dice,
right?
The one that gave him a natural 20.
4. 5.
11. 11 points. Basically,
half damage, right?
Careful. They still take half damage, right? Even with the save? Okay, as you send your swath of flame out, as your thumbs touch and the flame wave shoots out, even though they both dive up out of the rolling flame that comes shooting out, it still catches enough of them that you hear them both make horrible screams. I mean, the loudest death trills ever. As flame swaths through there.
It might bring others.
I don't care. I got to use burning hands.
As you do it, you even notice this supply pile catches on fire.
Aww. So this guy would definitely probably die because he was really hurt and pretty
bad. Well, no, both actually died. They died. So. But now this is on fire, whatever it is. You can't really read the barrels now because they're covered with flame burns.
Maybe next time we don't wake them up.
He's so angry. And we haven't even had a discussion about how he froze me in that last encounter.
She woke up all four of them.
No, I didn't. Two of them were...
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Okay, so basically...
Are we going to let it burn or
you guys
are
realizing that they basically slaughtered two of these guys, by the way. So the good ones in the group, that's up to you to figure out if you have an issue with that.
I told them we should save them.
I'm lawful neutral. I'm ruffian.
I'm good, but this place is about to burn down.
Can I use Ray of something? Can I try to use Ray of Frost on?
Sure.
This I actually require an arcane roll. See, this is why this book should always be with me. You just take it.
You need all the books.
I don't take it.
Woo!
Or you just write it down.
So that's 24.
You go, and you shoot Ray of Frost, and it glazes all the barrels in that pile with frost.
What's weird is it's magical, so the flames are even like...
Exactly. The little blue ice flame flicker. And as a chunk of ice breaks off, you see that the barrels were labeled oil. Flammable.
Right below them was gunpowder.
Basically, I rolled a 1d6, and it was three turns before they explode.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm going to loot the bodies.
You're going to loot the bodies.
I think
we got a standard operating procedure here. Okay, so...
So tell me more why you don't like my Ray of Frost.
You know, I think your Ray of Frost is a delightful attack when properly aimed. However, there are occasions upon which you seem to forget that I am your meat shield, and you seem to attack me inexplicably from behind.
I apologize, we all make mistakes.
Well, yeah.
Like
sorry about that
thing.
I didn't mean to send the arrow into you a few episodes ago.
Okay, so
fate's
fortune.
I didn't box.
Shines
woke them up.
And passes and waxes and wanes on us all. Please let us have peace at least among us.
Oh, Rain, ever so wise.
He's a Benny for that.
At least I don't constantly try to convert people.
I've never felt any conversion attempts from friend dwarf. But I have felt some delightfully tingly healing effects.
He likes the tingle.
His tingly effects are pretty good.
Most of them like the tingle.
I do like the tingle.
What was it?
Heal me again.
I'll quiver with your healing powers.
Kawawa.
He's
I can cure anything. Anything.
He's got that healing rod.
Sexual healing.
I want.
Oh, God, that's funny.
He can cure all your problems.
I just have to call home.
So, while the group's having all these great puns and laughs, drinking some of the Red Brand's booze while you're looting the corpses.
Which is lucky they didn't light on fire.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, indeed.
You basically find 75 copper pieces, 55 silver pieces. 22 electrum pieces.
What's electrum?
Electrum's higher than gold.
Yeah. It's electrifying.
And
I got chills. They're multiplying. And I lose control. For the power you're supplying. It's electrifying. Better shut up.
And in one of the bandits was a gold earring that you, with a tiny, tiny sliver of ruby in it, that you think you can hawk for about 30 gold pieces.
That's one heck of an earring.
Wow.
Well, the ruby.
Hold on, are my ears pierced? They are now. No, they are not.
Are my ears pierced?
No, they're not.
Apparently not. No one gets pierced ears.
Drool has pierced ears.
Droop, I'm sure that I can find you proper baubles to coordinate with your wine ensemble. You are going to be such a delight. Wine and gold trim. I mean, really, Slug looks marvelous.
Slug.
Slug looks marvelous in his purple ensemble, I think. Purple and wine. And perhaps the next one really needs to be a violet shade.
If we run this lavender. Game, like, if we run this game 20 years in the future, two of us have to play as the goblins.
So, where are you guys planning on heading next?
Can we rest again?
No, you don't think taking a long rest would be a safe idea.
No, maybe a 5-minute breather. Yeah, to catch our breath.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have to use. I wouldn't have had to use my spells if they hadn't woken up.
Well, I think we should talk to Droop and see what he, you know, which direction he would recommend.
I'm also going to be trying to cover
and
the
maybe
fact.
If Tilda has any inkling.
Droop recommends you guys head back, and there's a tunnel where we can get out of here.
Been there, done that.
I'm going to try to cover the fact that two of their throats are slit.
Tilda, do you have any particular direction you want to go next?
I say we go through this door.
Excellent.
Okay. There's a room right across.
So what are you
apparently
guys gonna do? So what's the plan for
meat
checking
shield?
Go do your peeky thing at the next door across the from this one.
You can do that by yourself.
I'm gonna get a natural 20.
You know it fell out of your hand earlier.
Yes.
Okay. So you have expertly opened this door, and you're peeking through the door, and you see
shrill cries of their death.
You see, you know, smoke clouds over the work table that's there, and bubbling stuff.
It's a kitchen.
And no, it's
no,
not
like
a kitchen.
Like a lab, an alchemy lab. Kind
exactly,
of thing.
Like a little laboratory.
Ooh, I should have gotten to detect magic. Ooh, I bet there's lots of magic things. I need to research it.
But give me a perception.
Perception? Ugh.
10.
It's a room with bubbly stuff.
You see, room with bubbly stuff.
If you tell me, can I make a perception?
Well, you'd have to be able to see it.
You decide to stay back in the room.
What
well,
you
there's
room?
No one in it.
What do you, but you, no, she doesn't see any people in there.
I don't see any people.
You don't see any people. No people.
What about I don't see, do I hear monsters? Anything? Do
you,
I
you
hear
bubble,
anybody?
Bubble, bubble, bubble,
bubble,
simmer.
Bubble,
you some embers burning.
Bubble.
Well, would you like me to explore the room for you, Tilda, with my newfound shield, which I really feel needs a good furnishing?
Why? I'm going to tell them exactly what I saw and heard. And by all means, I'm going to let the big,
I'm
going to
immediately
let's check
start
it out.
Writing all
yes,
of this in my
we
tone.
Need to clean house, so let's
I
check
agree,
it room by room.
Galen. These are unlawful ruffians, and we must stop all of their shenanigans. We can't leave
the door locked. Exactly.
The door is locked.
I'm going to inspect the lock for traps.
Okay.
Wait, the door. I thought you opened the door.
No, she peeked through the door.
Okay, so now that would be sleight of hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a 13. I'm sorry, I got an 11.
You do not believe there's any traps?
I don't believe there's any traps. Shall I open it?
Can I look into the room?
Okay, so basically you wanted to sneak and look through the room?
Well, not sneak.
Well, we'll look through.
Yeah.
He wants to look through the
room. Oh, you want to do it quietly, though?
The laboratory.
He wants to peek through the door, right?
Yes.
You want to do it quietly or just peek real quick?
Yeah, I'll do it quietly.
Okay, then go give me a stealth.
We made enough noise. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Well, that would be a botch.
He tripped and hit the door with his head.
The elf loudly bangs into the door while trying to look through the peephole.
No, I think I shouted, "It's so interesting."
You basically call out because you recognize when you look through there.
Woo-hoo! 16.
You go, "This is a workshop. It's got distillation coils and other alchemical devices, guys."
I want everything. I'm going to immediately just start running all of this in my tome.
So, what do you guys do?
Shall I open the door?
Oh, okay. you're leaving?
No, I'm running it out of my tomb.
Oh, I was wondering what you're pointing at. I'm like, you're going over here?
Okay, I'm going to unlock the door.
Yeah,
okay.
Or do you want to try the key?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm going to try the key first.
Don't listen to his suggestions.
Key unlocks the door.
Who's
gonna go first?
I really feel that the meat shield is a better choice.
I'm gonna go first.
Yeah, let's not go first again, you and I.
So can I roll Arcana to see if there's anything dangerous?
When you get in the room.
When you get in the room, yeah.
Okay. I'll make a perception.
Okay. Go ahead, and so who's going in first?
I went in first.
Okay.
And I will follow the dead elf.
And I will follow him.
I'll follow her.
Nothing?
As far as perception...
That's not me. That's
I have a 16.
Okay.
Perception? Let me roll perception. Yeah, that ain't happening.
Kiri doesn't perceive.
it's dark. Oh, no. Dude!
12.
Okay.
Dark and...
Oh, 7. Okay, it looked like a monkey.
You all go in there and you see there's various...
is there anything?
We see a door over here.
Yes, you do see the door.
Is there anything?
The room appears to be a wizard's workshop.
Yeah, but if there's a door leading into another room, that might be
where the wizard is. Is there anything dangerous?
You do notice that a rat scurries across the floor and takes refuge under the large work table set up with alembics, retorts, distillation coils, and other alchemical devices. All of it stewing and bubbling away. The bookshelves are crowded with sheaves of parchment and strange-looking tome.
Can I take everything?
What's your encumbrance?
No, we need to fight this out.
Well, first of all,
I want everything.
We've checked out the whole room.
We must
go
to check the other
door.
I'm gonna check the other door.
Everyone roll initiative. How about that?
Okay.
We'll go with that to make everybody get their shot.
19.
I got a 14. Nope, I'm sorry. I got a 20.
I got a 10.
Not natural.
10.
Yeah, I got a 14.
Okay. What did you get, Kiri?
I'm 20. Always not second. Natural. Well, in the first combat, I was third.
Damn it.
I go third.
What if this is glassed up? Oh, that would be nice.
But I want everything. You might destroy some of the things.
All right, so...
You want me to deny not wanting to kill him?
So Galen, you are first.
What you did to the conflict.
What are you going to do? Lady Corbin, God bless you.
Good thing that we blew that stealth roll, right?
We are so stealthy right now.
The door is not open. Okay, so... But yet we rolled initiative.
Yes.
I'm holding action. Should anything come through that door, I will fire upon it.
Okay. Okay. So next would be Xander.
Can I roll Arcana to see how much I can salvage?
Yeah, go ahead and roll your intel.
Oh, insight? Or
yeah.
Arcana.
Whoa! Natural
20. Basically,
he's so 25. Everything.
Yeah, but we always waste our natural 20s on the silly stuff.
This is not silly.
Always happy.
No. Remember when the natural 20?
You can see With your arcana roll, that this workshop on the table, the bubbling potions, with your arcana roll, you easily know that whoever the wizard was working on this table was brewing potions of invisibility.
Ooh. Are any of them
That's not good for us.
No, that means there could be someone invisible in here.
At the moment, they are not. They have not percolated completely.
It's invisible.
So, is there anything I can salvage?
You have, like, for chemical-wise?
Oh, yeah. Chemicals, books, anything magic related.
Three small bottles of rare reagents that you know are valuable. A container of mercury, dragon, bile, and powdered nightshade.
Powdered?
Powdered.
I don't know.
Powdered. Throw powdered on.
Do I know how to
alchemy?
That's
what I'm thinking.
No, not really.
Anything invisible,
not
throw
yet.
Powder on it.
I'm pretty sure you're going to go for that later, maybe.
Or anything sooty.
Yeah.
Feats. You can buy it later on.
Oh.
So, but main thing that catches your interest, by the way, is that there's a tome written in Dwarvish. Do you speak Dwarvish?
Yes, I do.
I know. The journal is, it's a journal of an adventurer named Ermon. It describes, basically, the Forge of Spells.
Can I rush in and take it all?
Well, how about we
you can go to the
here?
Bookshelf and start, you know, going on.
What is the Forge of Spells?
It's basically...
Let him roll an Arcana check
and then he can
to
tell
see
us.
If he knows what the Forge of...
Arcana or History?
It would be History once you're reading it, but is that what you're going to do is take your turn to go over and open the book and start thumbing through it?
We don't have the time. I'm just going to take everything I can.
Okay.
So
you're grabbing books from the bookshelf?
Can I roll Arcana to just have an idea of what the... spell.
Sure.
Okay. Ooh, good roll.
23.
So you basically you're picking the choice books, you're grabbing the best stuff.
Yeah, and I was rolling to see what is the Forge of Spells.
Basically, it's an ancient place that gnomes and dwarves and human mages built.
Right,
and you have
really
a feeling that this may have been the place that your friend Rockseeker was looking for, may have found.
I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take all the choice books.
And you remember that there was a weapon called Lightbringer. Don't call it Lizard. It was a weapon commissioned by priests. The god of dawn that the mages and dwarves and gnomes...
Doesn't happen to be a glass staff, does it?
It looks like we just got a copyright infringement order to cease and desist. So. Sorry, that's the end. No.
Okay.
I want everything.
So, Thrain, what do you do while he's grabbing valuable books and stuff in his pack?
Well, there's a door here.
Mm-hmm. Those at home, listen. I'm acting
you're
like
gonna listen at the door?
And throwing them into my backpack. Or satchel, whatever.
14.
You hear someone rustling inside there.
Be quiet. Hold it. He's saying, Crane is giving us the be silent and still sign.
Okay, then it is going to be Nimble Neck.
I'm going to look through the door. The window. Does it have a keyhole?
The door does have a keyhole.
Okay, I'm going to look through it.
Roll perception.
Go us.
13. Ooh.
13? Okay. So, I'm thinking...
He's so excited he has to...
At that moment that you look through the people is a great time to call it...
Woo!
Cliffhanger!
I'm staring back at you with a big
eye. Yes!
Thank you for listening.
Good job, everybody. Go team!
Woo-hoo! We survived again.
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends. Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember... be careful out there. There be dragons about.